Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Telkom, leading with authenticity, innovation, and meaningful connections. Telkom, possible begins here. Lots on the agenda today, especially as we take a look at the ever-evolving role of telecommunications companies. Now, I want you to rewind your mind back, as far back as you can, even if you happen to be a millennial or a Gen Z like myself. But remember the days of landline phones, when you'd have to punch in 011 on a landline and then get through to a number. Remember when we had public phones and even cards to make calls within those public phones? Well, this is where Telkom essentially might have begun for many of us as South Africans, but the truth is they have evolved to beyond being a telecommunications provider, but a technology platform. One that today, through its OpenServe network, is able to connect businesses, homes, buildings and opportunities to the world of Wi-Fi and connectivity. Beyond that, they provide a lot of access to data and data centers for corporate companies who are looking to innovate, create, store data, share it with the world, and of course, use the necessary engines within technology to provide us with the services that they offer. And beyond that, they've also expanded their base to offer services and opportunities to small businesses. Back then, it was the Yellow Pages. But today, through their online platform, they're able to connect businesses with each other to make sure that the ecosystem of sustainability and support is something that is able to be maintained. So these are just a few of the themes that I want us to be mindful of when we think of a business like Telkom. And to tell us more about their brand, their authenticity, and most importantly, how they continue to innovate within the world that we live in, we join on the line by Chief Marketing Officer at Telkom. Gugu Mthembu joins us on the line tonight. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Bizo. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Bizo. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to have you. All week, my friends have been commenting on the G20, calling it the Gugu 20. So I guess two Gugus are better than one, right? Tonight, we definitely...
Absolutely.
We're etching it up a bit. Gugu, I think as I've described, right, I've tried to create an overview of, you know, just how Telkom has managed to evolve as a business in the South African landscape and the services that it offers to its customers. And I'm quite keen for you to take us into this and add it as a backdrop as to how this speaks to the authenticity of the organization, being relevant, remaining resilient, and still speaking to the needs of the clients that they serve, regardless of the shifts in times we experience.
Sure. I think for us, it's quite important at Telkom at any given point in time, and I think through the decades and the generations that we've lived through, to make sure that we remain relevant and we resonate with the market at the time, the consumers' needs and all of that. But I think more than anything, we believe that being authentic helps us in terms of being consistent in how we show up, genuinely so, and in meaningful ways in the lives of our customers. More than anything, it's about how the experiences that we deliver to our customers reflect our brand purpose. Mm-hmm. And we've been quite clear on our purpose over time, which has always been centered on transformation and progress. We talk about making sure that wherever we are present, we are making South Africans' lives better. And for us, how that shows up is narrowing distance, distance to people, distance to businesses, to opportunities, and actively narrowing the digital divide. I think it makes sense for us, having been part of, or rather being the oldest telco, to remain true to that purpose. And how that purpose over time has translated as well is in how our promise, which we talk about possible begins here, becomes not just a belief for us internally, but is a lived reality for our consumers, where we create opportunities for them to imagine, to discover, and to achieve through the power of technology.
Maybe let's talk about that. You reference Possible Begins Here, and that's just one of the campaigns that you've run as an organization, and it really does speak to helping South Africans understand that as an entrepreneur, you can access new markets, new places, new spaces, connect and interact with the world. Help us understand what led to the success not only of this campaign, but how the campaign further solidifies and underscores the commitment that Telkom as a business makes to its customers.
Most importantly, how we even landed on that tagline was understanding what our ethos is as Telkom. Mm-hmm. And making sure that in the different eras, we are translating that ethos and purpose into something that makes sense and is meaningful. And I speak about, or rather today we speak about possible begins here. But if you look at all our previous campaigns from back in the 90s, where we were talking about touching tomorrow, it was all about talking to progress, talking to the seeing beyond for our consumers. And I think when you think opportunities basically are those avenues that take you beyond where you are today. And I think the success of the campaign is rooted on the fact that it remains true to our purpose. It remains true to what STLCOM we stand for. With that, you can see the thread from touching tomorrow, tomorrow starts today, when we talk about customers leaving their Monati, because even when we were in the era of leaving your Monati, we were still emphasizing that there are opportunities beyond the current. So I think that's what has made Possible Begins here as an expression, firstly, resonate with our consumers and our customers at large.
Mm. What's so intriguing is I can't forget a conversation I had with one of your colleagues, Lunga Siyo, the CEO for Small Business and Telcon Consumer, on the back of your results released last week. And we had this invigorating and refreshing conversation that helped us understand how your consumer base is doing incredibly well, especially when it comes to the prepaid segment, where there is, I guess, stickiness in the numbers. Your customers stay with you. Are they spending? And of course, there's feedback that they give you that actually speaks to these results you see. So maybe let's talk about the journey, right, within the marketing division that you play. How you really at the center of connecting customer experience through the different business segments within the group, and how the feedback we as customers share with you then influences and also impacts your strategy and review of operations to make sure that the messaging is still aligned.
So there's so many data points that we look at, and we have to look at them, right? Mm-hmm. Some of them talk to behavioral insights, where we look at how customers respond to our product offerings. So when we put our products in the market internally, we are clear that we want to own value in terms of how customers actually get value from us. And that is in how we price our products, making them affordable and relevant as well for the various segments. But I think what is most important as well is that we also listen actively to what our customers are saying on the different channels and platforms, social media being one of them. We constantly literally listening 24/7, the feedback that comes from our stores, from our channel partners, which is the large retailers. And we take all of those data points and weave them together then in terms of defining where we need to focus. I'll make an example. Recently, there was conversation happening on TikTok about one of our devices, a low-cost device, which is intended to drive penetration of the internet in low-income households. One of the things that they were talking about was there's one particular application that they're missing. So this device is under 300 rand. It comes with WhatsApp, it comes with Facebook, it comes with YouTube, because we believe that in a world where we're talking about digital innovation and internet penetration, we can't leave anyone behind. Yeah. And everyone, if we talk about internet being equal to opportunity, everyone deserves to have access to the internet. And that's why for us, it was important to come up with a device that low. But some people were actually talking about how this device could be useful when they go out clubbing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't have to worry about losing a more expensive phone. But one of the things they said was they are missing the Uber app on this device. And part of our innovation now is engaging on how do we make sure that what consumers are asking for actually becomes reality. And we are exploring that with our innovation team to look at how do we make Uber be able to render on something as simple as that, which initially we thought it was just about basic apps that people need, but there are other things that consumers are telling us. So I think the power of listening to your consumers not only define your strategy, how you innovate, but it's very important as well in terms of meeting our customers' needs. Because if we develop products on the sidelines outside of consumer feedback, I think we would have missed the mark, and we will miss critical inputs into our design.
That is so refreshing, right? That we as customers also have a voice in the boardroom table to say, hey, think about this. This is actually what we need. Consider building that. This will actually make us work more better or more effectively and more efficiently. And I think, Sis Kuku, this also speaks to the growing voice of marketing, of communication, of consumer engagement at the C-suite level. This in the past, I know it's often been a debate around, you know, how do you measure marketing on and communications and the investor relations impact on the bottom line? And maybe you can share your perspective and your experience, not only from an industry-wide shift, but also how it's made an impact in a business like Telkom.
Sure. I think there's various factors that, ways you can measure it. And I think one of the key ones I think marketers look at is preference of your brand, right? And when we talk about brand preference, it's about when a customer gets into a store or any channel where they have access to your brand. One, do they consider your brand to meet their needs? And is it the brand that they actually will choose over others? And how then that translates to hard business numbers is we then talk about acquisitions on the sales side. So once it moves from preference, ideally that preference should translate to acquisition and acquisition to market share. And if you think about it, market share actually is the size of your company as it grows over time. And hopefully that growth also comes with revenue. So as a marketer, it's about connecting the dots from how you're looking at the brand measures, which may vary, whether it's equity preference and how those brand measures over time contribute to the bottom line of the company. And it's quite important that we do that because marketing is no longer just about just putting out attractive campaigns. Marketing has to deliver to the ultimate objectives and the strategy that the company is driving.
Definitely. It speaks to the strategy. It speaks to the objectives. And of course, our end customer experience. I guess an interesting theme that I do want to ask you is the importance of being authentic, especially in a world that is evolved. When we started this conversation, we spoke about the Yellow Pages, which is now Yep, all available online. We spoke about access to copper, which Telkom was a leader in for telephone lines. And now you are a key player when it comes to fiber and broadband access network. Authenticity in a marketing point of view, when it comes to a changing world, how do you maintain that as a brand and as a leader?
Well, we live in a very dynamic and emotionally driven market, which is Mzansi, right? And so authenticity is an advantage because your consumers and your customers know how you're going to show up. They know what to expect because that's what authenticity talks to. It's people knowing what to expect. So having a clear personality, clear brand values and that you stand for. But more than anything, I think it's necessary because with customers being exposed to so much information, they, like you say, you were exposed to our results, which is probably something that was lined up towards the investor community. We do marketing, which is speaking to the consumers, the small businesses and enterprises that we want to attract onto our brand. If the messages that we are sending out to investors are not congruent with the messages that we are sending out to our customers, then customers perceive our marketing to be performative. So it's quite important that engaging various stakeholders on different channels, the brand message and the company or organizational strategy translate and the two can be connected together. And I think that's how one shows up authentically as a brand. And it helps over time to solidify emotional connections as well. Because like I say, when people know what to expect of you, they have better trust or they can actually trust you more and it deepens the relationships that we have and make them more meaningful, we believe, because what we say, what we do and how we show up in the different experiences actually matches up.
Definitely. I think this is so important. And more than anything, it, you know, helps us understand the full 360 view of the organization, the strategy, the structure, the different stakeholders that you speak to, how that also influences us through the messaging we get from your company as a brand, but more so the experience we have of Telkom. Sisko, our conversation has sparked a lot of interest and our Kaya Biz listeners love doing the show with me. I actually invite them to do the show with me as often as they can. And we've got a voice note from Gentleman Forever, one that speaks to, I guess, his experience of Telkom as a brand and some feedback that he has for us. So we'll play this voice note from Gentleman Forever. I'm hoping it will be audible and then get a solicit some feedback and a response from him. Is it there? Okay. Seems like our technical team is still working on it. Mudibedi will find it. If not, it might not be on another channel. But I think that's an important aspect as well to comment on, right? As you've mentioned, you communicate and share feedback with clients. Siskuku, we found it. The technical gremlins were in the system.
Good day, Cook 20. Congratulations, man. Tell me, please ask the lady from Telkom if are they planning to lay any fiber in the rural areas? So Tanini, like in the rurals, or what are they trying to do with regard to connectivity there so that people have better connectivity and have Wi-Fi in their homes?
Thank you so much for that, gentleman, forever. Siskuku, I'm aware that this might not be a question directed for you because it's not under your portfolio management as CMO, Chief Marketing Officer, but I think does help us understand the kind of feedback that you have from your clients, right? They want to know, we're in Tzaneen, we're in rural areas, we want Wi-Fi. Your feedback?
So it certainly is in my space.
Awesome.
I do look after the product designs in the organization. I think the benefit that we have as Telkom is that we have multiple technologies that we are able to provide connectivity through. We've got fiber, which is more terrestrial. We've got the mobile network. We also have access to other services, whether satellites through us, our various partners. What we have done over the years is ensure that our mobile coverage is widespread. And not only is it widespread, but that we offer affordable connectivity. So as an example, in areas where we haven't been able to lay fiber on the ground, we've been able to ensure that we have high capacity network from a mobile perspective. And we match that with our LTE product, which offer higher capacity and bigger bundle sizes at more affordable prices. So we definitely cover those environments. Mm-hmm. But our fiber rollout continues through our OpenServe organization, where as we see demand, we then follow that demand, but also we anticipate the demand even before consumers tell us that they need us in certain spaces.
Mm.
And I'm sure you would have seen over the last year or so how we've been rolling out, especially in the townships where we haven't had fiber. We've started to roll out fiber broadly within the township environment, and over time it will expand then into other areas. But I think what's key and important for me to highlight is that we have different technologies that address the various needs of our consumers.
Yes, very important that you mention that. I'm glad that we got your response on that. And gentlemen, forever, I trust this helps. I think something else we can add, Siskuku, is the fact that for anyone who wants to double check their coverage of Telkom, whether it's fiber, 5G or LTE, they can actually log on to your website, right, to actually check coverage and type in the address to see what might be available.
You are quite right, Google. And when they do log in, it actually shows you color-coded the different technologies that are available at that particular address. So to, in any area within the borders of South Africa, we've mapped it onto that platform, and a consumer is able to type in their address and see what technology is available for their needs.
Got you. So important. Before we wrap up and let you go, my goodness, I've enjoyed this conversation. So thank you for being so open with it. I guess, you know, as we move forward, next year is a new year. As you've mentioned, we understand that we as consumers want more coverage, quick, faster access to internet, more efficient in terms of pricing, increased service delivery as well from Telkom as a technology enabler. What can we expect? I know you can't break any news, but are you cooking anything of interest that will surprise us in the market soon?
We're constantly evolving. We're constantly listening to what our customers are saying, and we are constantly bringing out new products or securing partnerships that allow us to even give our customers more than what we're giving them today. But we still believe in giving customers value. So expect more value in everything that we do, but also expect better customer experiences as we improve our various channels and introduce better digital services.
Definitely. Well, we're looking forward to it and can't wait to see and hear more. Thank you so much for your time again, Vizo. Gugu 20, clearly, as we've been putting
Thank
it.
Thank you, Vizo.
That is Gugu Mthembu, Chief Marketing Officer. And as you heard, also plays a critical role in terms of product development, product feedback and innovation that takes place at Telkom. Essentially, one of the country's leading and foremost telecommunications providers, but having evolved into a technology enabler and really a platform that offers services for personal, business, enterprise and marketplace, essentially helping all of us with the sense of connectivity with additional services added to the business. Click.
kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.